banana pudding.
Banana pudding.
Pudding. Oh, but I'm hungry now. Now.
Once had a pud, or should I say, she once had me.
Are we recording?
I sent you the lyrics. You're not going to sing.
Are we recording? Start with it. I can. You start in hard with the songs on page 7.
Yeah.
Right. You start in hardcore.
Yeah.
The very, very, very thing. Top. I know it's your thing, and I'm here for it. I'm here for.
I don't know if you are filled sister. With enough mirth. I think this is your problem. I think you need to take a little bit more of the Muppets into your life.
The Muppets are dead. Okay,
not,
when fucking
alive.
Jim Henson died.
But Brian
they
Henson
died
took
with
on
him.
His stead.
They have never been the same. Brian Henson's not the same. Let's sing the song.
Kermit's voice was weird in the Muppets Haunted Mansion special.
It is weird. It's not the same.
It's not the same. I know it's not the same, but you have to sing. No, you gotta sing. You need to sing the parts in the next stanza. I do this stanza. You sing with me in the next stanza.
She no, asked you have to me wait. To taste.
Jeff, no, that's not it. You remember, like, in Norwegian Wood, there's this...
This is
like,
the beginning of the episode. You know this, right?
Yeah.
We've started. We've been going.
Oh, I know so this is the episode. Everyone's going to listen to us talk about this.
Welcome to the LPN show. It's Good Put Edition. I'm your host, Henry Zebrowski. This is Jackie Zebrowski. She's not my fucking wife. Continue.
I once had a pud, or should I say, she once had me.
Sure.
She gave me a spoon, isn't it good? Good morning, pud. This is it.
It is.
She asked me to taste, and she told me
to lick anywhere.
So I looked around, and all my fingers were already in there.
I'd do the harmony.
I know. I think that's exactly what I wanted. I sat on the floor next to my mic, drinking her pud. I talked to my bro, and then he said,
Let's eat her good.
Ugh. She told me she worked in the morning and started to laugh. Bum-a-da-bum-bum-a-da-bum-bum. I told her I didn't, and she felt my hungry tongue's wrath. And when I was done, I was alone. This pud had flown into my belly. Isn't it good? Good morning, pud.
And yes, it is morning pud.
We're
because
doing
it is the morning. It is very brutally in the morning. You can tell by our voices.
I don't know
how early it is for us to be speaking.
I do this over on Twilight a lot on the Patreon. It's like, you know, when I just rolled out of bed, I'm like, I'm here. Just
here
start
we
reading
go.
Twilight.
I guess we're doing this. But what we have here is two puds, and you know what we're going to do? Because we have to unlock these puds before we can even talk about this shit.
Oh, yeah, we're not there yet.
No.
I do want to say, I apologize, Henry, and thank you for singing
the
song.
My allergies are going crazy today.
Nutso-crazy sauce. And I was stoned hungover, and I wrote these lyrics this morning because I think that the idea of Good Morning Pud should be an entire television show. I'm pitching this to you right now.
It's
live.
Bought.
Wow.
You're the lead.
We've got
yep.
the show. We're doing
there's
it right
no
now.
Money. There's no money.
Oh, there's
you got to
no
do it. You actually have to go make the money, bring it back. Go bring us the money
right.
for it. But yes, Good Morning Pud does make sense because I do feel like there's a way.
Wake up.
For puds. Wake up. I do believe that there is a way for puds to be gently introduced into breakfast.
Sure.
Right? Because all the elements are there. This is, I'm not even going to talk about sleepy time grabbers bit, Bill Cosby's bit,
oh, good.
Which is how like when he looked into the, because when his kids asked him for chocolate cake and his brain looked into the ingredients for chocolate
Dad
cake and he saw
is
eggs.
Great. Give us the chocolate cake.
Give us the chocolate cake. It's not funny anymore. We don't
know,
like that bit anymore.
I know.
You don't like that
don't
bit
like
anymore.
I don't like that bit anymore.
But if I look at puds, it's got breakfast ingredients.
It's got eggs.
Right? And milk.
Milk. We're still doing the bit.
We're still doing the bit.
Trying to but, take it for us.
Try to take it. I feel like it's up for grabs now.
Yeah.
I feel like it's
Whoa,
gone now.
Don't
it's
say
not
up
his
for
anymore.
Grabs
Whoa,
anymore.
I wasn't asleep.
Grab, 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 grab. Henry.
But these come from Creme Caramel, Los Angeles. We love this place. They have no idea that we exist. They have no clue that I keep
buying,
like plugging them.
Yes.
I think I'm the only one buying them. And then also, I actually feel like there should be a button on Seamless, like something that pops up that when you buy 5 puddings at 9 o'clock in the morning, that
they should like
send
prison.
One of those messages. Like one of those messages being like, are you okay? Like a suicide hotline, like message should come up being like, have you hit the bottom?
Yeah. And now we're here.
Whoa, Drake.
Thank you.
He wanted his character to be taken out of a wheelchair
because he thought Jimmy it made him look weak.
Yeah, Drake is not a nice man.
We all know Drake is not a nice man. We know this. Everybody knows.
But before we unlock this pud, Jackie, the trivia question that you're going to have to answer is, what movie did I watch last night?
Oh, no. Well, how did you wake up and how did you feel when you woke up?
Wake up. Movies don't do that to me anymore.
Oh, okay. So was it scary?
Yes.
Was it part of a franchise?
Oh, God. No.
Wait a second.
Unless you count it, but it has a sequel.
Wait a second.
I did see Halloween Kills last night.
I watched a movie.
I watched a movie after that.
Oh, the after movie. We are going to talk about Halloween Kills because I've been lightly dusting everything with Halloween
Kills. I'm actually
Kills.
Very surprised that you disliked it because I really liked it.
What?
We'll talk about it.
Evil Dies Tonight?
I mean, it's intentionally corny. Like, they're doing it to be funny. It's also making, whatever. I don't know.
Is it?
I like the kills. Continue. What did I watch?
All right, what did you watch? Were you upset by it, or was your wife upset by it?
No, because she won't let us watch it.
Oh.
If it's going to upset her, if it's really going to fuck with her and our life, we don't watch
That's why I'm asking, but she watched it with you.
Yeah, because I wait for the really upsetting movies for the moments I have alone.
That's what I mean, the second Jeff goes out of town, I'm upset because of what I watch.
Because all you watch is sad things.
Ugh, Scenes from a Marriage. Don't even get me started.
Ugh,
all right, what
who
did
gives
you
a
watch?
Shit?
So you said there was one after it.
There is a sequel.
A spiritual sequel or a real sequel?
Actual sequel. Keep asking me questions. You got to ferret this out like a little.
I'm
like
ferreting.
A little ferret.
I'm trying
That's what
to
you
ferret.
Are. You're a pud ferret.
Oh, I just want
to
get
need
in
a
there.
Weasel. You're a little weasel. Your nose.
Oh, there's all these, little
these
bubbles
two,
on the top.
Because one
of
is
the
cooling. Yeah, one of the puds is cooling. Did you not heat it up?
I don't know how to.
You really should have 325 in the oven.
Oh, you didn't tell me that part. Henry came and dropped off, just exhausted, dropped off puds at my house. I'm out there yelling about the squirrels, because that's what I do in my front
lawn. Yeah, but
the
squirrels ate your onions.
The squirrels ate my onions. But
again, none of this is spooky.
It's very scary of how fat the squirrels are getting off of my avocados.
If there was a squirrel, the only way that it's spooky is if you had killed a squirrel, right, for eating one of your onions, and then buried it in a little hole. And then when you woke up and the hole was now empty and the onions were gone.
Things you didn't ask me
that
if that's
would be
what
spooky.
Was the case. Oh.
You're eating.
No.
I'm watching you
I
eat.
I just tried to cough.
We haven't unlocked the pud
I took
yet.
Off the lid of this the viscous.
It's viscous.
Soup. And it got all over my desk, so I had to lick it off the desk.
Of course. Of course.
All right. Only one sequel. All right. Jackie, be on task. Only one sequel to it.
Yes.
When was it made?
2009.
Ooh, only one sequel to it. Was it funny?
No. Very serious.
Gothica.
No. That's in the 90s. It's a state-specific horror film.
State-specific? Is it a purge? No, there's multiple purges. Henry, I haven't even had coffee yet.
State-specific.
I wrote
Not
good
like
morning
emotional
wood.
State. Yes, I know. That's how your energies were spent. I watched The Haunting in Connecticut.
That is what
That's what I said.
Boo! Your
state specific.
We're horrible. You are very bad.
I don't know what
at
to
it.
Tell you. You were supposed to just get it.
How was I supposed to just guess A Haunting in Connecticut?
State specific. Not many movies have a state in there or a city
guess.
Location, right? Amityville Horror. What else has states in there? Red State. It just says the word state. California Ghostin'.
Yeah.
Which is just California all, that's a porn ghosted. That I watched.
Really? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Which is just.
Was it any
it's
good?
Just turning a woman into a ghost, covering her and fucking cum. Making her a big fucking bukkake ghost. No,
that's
it's
what
not
ghosting
a porn.
Really is. When are they going to turn that? Take the phrase, take it back of ghosting. Not negative. It's just when a ghost covers you and cum.
So what replaces the act of leaving you without
I'm getting,
contacting
you're not
you
good
in any
enough,
way, shape, or form?
You know?
You're ugly. You're too ugly to speak to.
I'm sorry. This is not my fault. Sorry. I've unlocked the pudding.
You unlocked the pudding.
Does that mean I can eat it now?
Yeah. So what we have here is a bread pudding. You have a banana and hazelnut Nutella bread pudding from Creme Caramel. Because we've also been talking about whether or not a bread pudding is a pudding. To me, it is because it's in
well,
the name.
Well, you already gave me meat sauce as a pudding, so I feel like I don't know if I trust.
And the next
your
one, we're doing macaroni
anymore.
Salad.
Are we? I almost did macaroni salad.
I think so.
Today.
And this other one is a vegan, some kind of coconutty creme.
It's got little
so I think at first we'll start with the coconutty creme. And also today we're going to be talking a little bit about some of the movies we've been watching over the month. Jackie's fallen behind because she has no discipline.
No.
And she does not keep the season holy.
I'm trying.
Because she just watched the most spooky of all films, which is What Happened to Brittany Murphy. Ugh,
it was so upsetting.
And you know what happened to her? Oh, she made too much money.
No, how dare you.
I'm sorry. I don't know. Good. I don't know what happened.
Are we doing the vegan one first?
Yeah, let's try the vegan one.
I don't
already,
know. You
I've
know how
tried.
I feel about little bubbles. I don't like little bubbles.
Well, I want to say it's some
is
kind
it
of
chia
like...
chia seed?
Yep.
Oh.
Eat it. Eat it.
I don't like seeds in it.
You don't like chia seeds?
Blah. No, not in my pudding. Blah.
It gives you a natural energy.
I just ate the flax cereal. I'm doing the flax cereal.
It helps you shit.
This is, I'm sorry, Creme Caramel. I don't like this at all.
You don't like this, but that's also why I had this as a counterpart. I needed a counterpart.
What do you
to the
like
bread
this?
Pudding. You know what's weird? Sometimes in the airport, like when I'm desperate for something to eat and I need something, right? Like, because airport, like, hardcore breakfast is not good unless you get Starbucks. But if the line is out the fucking asshole for the Starbucks, I'll go and I'll get two or three of those little tubs of chia puddings. I'll get them. And what I do is I don't even really eat them. I just kind of like suck them down, like I suck them down as fast because I'm just trying to feel
full.
Kind of full.
I understand that. We've all been there before, but this is not
well
good.
Now try the bread pudding. You didn't heat yours up.
I didn't eat
you're
it
stupid.
I'm stupid. I was busy writing Good Morning Pud, all right? Mm. I'm sorry that my art has to take the front seat. Mm-hmm. I just can't get the other thing off my spoon. Now I gotta lick it off my spoon. It's chalk.
It's different.
I hate it.
It's vegan.
Honestly, a lot of vegan desserts are delicious.
Vegan desserts are much better than vegan savories. I like vegan savories when it's mostly
oh, it's
vegetables.
Like Thai food? Yeah, no, Thai, you know, that's great.
Yeah, I like vegetables versus, because I don't really like fake meat. And I don't like pretending something is meat.
See, the thing is,
I don't need to be fooled.
I could see why people are upset about bread pudding being.
I don't know. I think this is actually more essentially
like
pudding.
Bread. Are you dipping it in the sludge?
You have to put the sludge on it.
I dip it in the sludge. Oh, you got to put the sludge on it?
You have to do it. It's a part of the whole thing.
Mm. Well, I'll put a bunch of sludge on top now.
Good. Your bread pudding is really
oh,
good.
Oh, yeah. This is good.
You see, but you could see how this could fit into breakfast.
See, the thing is, I can complete. Well, yeah, you got blank cinnamon buns.
Like, this could go right into breakfast.
There's lots of things.
I'm going to be so sick
no,
after
I can
this.
See it.
This is such a hard way to start your
it's
day.
It's too early. It's too early, Henry. Why?
You're not supposed to eat
I'm
this much bread
good
pudding.
I'm pitching good morning pud to you.
Hmm.
But. The other one is just, I don't think I like that one. I don't know. I know.
Well,
I'm very,
you need
I
the
have
counterparts.
A lot of candor.
You need duality in this life, Jackie. Duality, spectrums, everything. Love is on the spectrum. Money's on the spectrum. Mm, I'm going to have some more of this pudding.
I would love, absolutely. I'm going to keep, now I'm just eating this pudding though.
I feel kind of nauseous.
We're going to feel so bad after this.
It's so tasty though, Mom.
It's so early.
This is actually... The problem is that Americans might have bastardized the pudding because I feel like puddings are more supposed to be like this. I know. I'm saying this. as a true-blooded American, that puddings, I think, are supposed to have a denser.
Like a condenser?
Quality to them. If you look at Yorkshire pudding, like a Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, tell me about
Yorkshire pudding. Where it's Yorkshire more bready. Pudding. Or puddings. Like if you go on Great British Baking Show, which you don't watch.
How dare you? Yes, I do.
You watching Jürgen? Tear it fucking
yeah.
up?
Oh, yeah. Jürgen I'm watching
tearing it.
He's
up. Giuseppe? Giuseppe is fucking doing crazy
Jürgen's
shit,
got
man.
Shark eyes, though. You know, I feel like Jürgen's
Giuseppe's
got,
come to win.
He's got to come
Giuseppe's
to win.
Come to win, too. That floppy Italian up against that sturdy German, that's we're talking Axis powers. This is like an old school
in
battle
the day
within the
strength.
Tent. Yeah. This is back in a British tent. This is fucking, this is the,
are
the
they
old
all
bombing.
Scared,
this is what I
think?
Forgot what they called. They would, they should be.
Yeah.
Jürgen fucking, Jürgen will do whatever.
Jürgen will get in there. Mm.
Well, that's a good
give
pudding.
Him some morning pud.
But so let's talk a little bit about 31 for 31. Now, I have kind of not, I didn't do a full formal 31 for 31 for Halloween because I was also going to be, thankfully, I was going to be very busy. Like, I had a lot of shit going on in the nighttime, and I got to go do a bunch of stuff. We went to Not Scary Farms, which is awesome.
Awesome.
On Side Stories, I talk a little bit about the buffet. And about the idea of scaring people while they're eating.
The buffet was so upsetting.
It was a scary-themed buffet where they had scare actors around the food.
It was
so
great.
So it was scary to get the food. But the problem is that they didn't really do jump scares like they do in the rest of the park. It's more just guy going like, ah, you're fat.
I don't know. I dropped some food over when you're putting the food on your plate because a guy scared me and I was picking up a wedge.
Yep.
I was picking up a wedge of salad, and he scared me, and I dropped the wedge into the vat of salad dressing, and the man looked at me as if to say, and what are you going to do about it? And I said, well, in my brain, I said, well, what are you going to do about it?
You're the scary.
You're the scarer. And also, I just put, like, there's now bacon bits in this salad dressing.
Yeah, you just contaminated the whole process. And guess what, man?
I pulled it out.
They did nothing.
They did nothing about it. So if, I'm just saying, you know, I don't know if...
Don't go to the buffet, Not Scary Farms, honestly. There's no reason to go. There's no reason to go. It's not good. Like, we had a great time there, but the food's not good. Get it for the early access.
Yeah, it's worth it for the early access.
But the food was not good.
But
and then
I did
the
have
woman
a great
came.
Time.
There was that other weird, scary woman who came and just, like, stared at us while we ate and judged us for our food.
I think that's really what it is, and that is what is scary, is that you don't realize that as a fat person, like, what scares me the most is someone staring at me while I eat.
And commenting
on what you're eating. That is a nightmare. So yeah, in fact, I was very scared. But it was more because it like brought up, I'm like, should I go puke this up? But you can't puke in a theme park.
It's more like a trigger fay. You know what I mean? Like, I want to say, what does this more triggers you? I forget what you'd call it. It's a hard word. It's a hard word to put it all together. But as for movies, what I've been doing is going watching a lot of the Halloween movies because it's been nice. It hasn't been a franchise that I've visited in a while. I watched Halloween 4 and I forgot just how much I love Dr. Loomis with the scar on his face. It's fucking...
Love it. And also...
Height of Donald Pleasance.
Season of the Witch, which one of my favorites.
We all like Season
one
of the Witch.
I love Season of the Witch. Halloween 3.
I'm trying the Chalky.
It is not. You're going back for Chalky, bro?
I don't mind it.
Do you really like it?
I've acquired a taste for chia seeds. Like, I can't say it's good.
I just feel like on the top.
It's just in front of me.
It makes me think of... Yeah, like it's just all of the like tryptophobia, whatever.
Yeah, with the tiny holes.
I don't like the tiny things
holes.
On top. I don't like it.
It's coconut.
That's why it yucks me out.
That's coconuts, Jackie.
What? Not the coconut flakes. I'm not a flake.
Yeah, you're afraid
I
of
just
flakes.
Don't like, no, I don't like the little seeds on top. I gotta stop looking at it. It's making me yuck. It's yucking my yum, as the kids say.
I don't like yucking my yum either. I don't, because it just sounds like someone spit over the child that you have in a cage.
Well, don't put your yuck on my yum,
that's
bro.
That's my yum. Yeah, don't yuck all
Welcome
over my yum.
To my yummy. That's what I'll say.
That's my job. But Halloween 4 is really good. Halloween 3 is really good. I also recently rewatched, so I watched Halloween 2018 in order to go watch Halloween Kills. Now, I can kind of see why. Oh, God.
Yeah, there it goes.
But you hit the top.
Morning food.
It's not good. It's not performance food. You know what I mean? but he's just forcing all of this bread pudding inside of me.
Yeah, of
Halloween
course.
Kills. I'm actually really shocked that there is blowback for it because it's just, like, not to be anything. Is it groundbreaking? No. Is it the Battleship Potemkin? No.
I just even thought the kills were good
enough. But it's a Halloween sequel. These kills were great.
You were fine.
You're crazy. Why do you want more cartoonish kills instead of more brutality? I think people were kept saying that. They wanted, people are in this idea. Also, I will say this, and this is old daddy grandpa chair moment of the day where I'm pulling up my chair to tell everybody what my thoughts are. People put too much expectations and projections onto a movie before they go see it. They put too much on there of what they want the movie to be versus what the movie is.
However, I thought it was going to be cohesive with Halloween 2018.
It is.
In the way of the style was, I don't think that it is.
It absolutely is.
Because then all
is.
Of
I
a sudden you're
going to
make
back.
It cartoony.
It's back to back. The first one is also cartoony. There is, it has got over the top moments, but it is does play a little bit serious. What I think happened was is that they got a little bit more of a parody like style towards the end. I do think it was purposefully on over the top. The evil never dies. Like stuff is like evil dies tonight.
Evil dies
stuff
tonight.
Is like some
over.
They
and
just
over.
Keep saying that. That is dumb. But I could see that's Danny McBride. I could see Danny McBride like putting this thing in
of
there.
Of course. I just didn't think that like, okay. And the reason is that you're saying like, it's cartoonish, like them doing all of that. Then make cartoonish kills. I felt like it was a weird hybrid between the two. And I thought it was going to be more serious.
But that's
so
what
I
like.
That's why I wanted it.
But you need the dichotomy. You need, the whole thing is you have this cartoonish group of morons all screaming and stuff, being hyper cartoony, running in a circle. Then, you know, spoilers, you know, like fucking up, right? So they grandly fuck up. So you could see all these people like,
while Jamie Lee Curtis is like monologuing and looking through the window, this is what he wanted. What are you fucking
talking
about?
Yeah, it's the end of a fucking, this is very interesting that we had such a different opinion. Because yeah. Did you watch it at home or did you see it in a movie theater?
I saw it in a movie theater.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Whoa.
And I'm gonna throw this at you. You're incorrect. Well, it's because there is a dichotomy between the actual brutality of Michael versus the cartoonishness of all of their reactions. So Michael,
he's also acting like Jason Voorhees and not like Michael Myers.
They act the same anyway, Jackie. Just go back. This is idea you've built in your head. They are actually very similar. Michael Myers is a name, like he is a faceless wave of stark reality who is a terror that you cannot escape. And he is real, right? He is here. He kills fucking everybody. The mob thinks that we can all get together and control this force of nature because we're right and we're going to do something about it. But the thing is, it makes them look like buffoons
yes.
in the face of what is an actual entity made of pure evil that does not care. He's not playing games anymore. He's not the type of villain that like does a big grandstanding, like sort of either like no speeches about his motives, none of that kind of shit. And he also doesn't have to have like Jigsaw style, like this is the way I kill somebody and makes a point, even for it to be funny or creative. It's just that Michael Myers just is a walking killing.
I understand that, but then they had him on the ground and they had shot him many times. And he usually, in Michael Myers fashion, you turn around and he's gone and then he comes back. But then he just stands up as they're like setting him on fire and then just like,
yeah,
wait, and then slowly
it's the best
kills
thing in the
all
world.
Of them. They would
yeah,
have killed him.
You're,
he's
you
real.
Are incorrect.
That's what you just said.
But guess what, Jackie? In the ending of the film that you saw, you were incorrect because he didn't just die, did he?
I know.
He killed
this
everyone.
That's why I'm angry.
So he killed everyone.
It.
So you're projecting a movie.
You are.
You
you're wrong about
you
it.
You were going
you
to see.
You are absolutely wrong about it. I can't believe you liked this movie. I can't believe you liked it.
I feel like you guys got into a little bit of. You hung out with all your greaser friends up behind the school smoking cigarettes, and
I
you
don't
think you're
smoke
cooler than
anymore.
The movie.
It's very
you
difficult.
You guys are out there flipping your coins with all your beatnik friends on Twitter, all acting
we
like
are
you
all
know better than
too.
David Gordon Green.
We did snap
I know
afterwards.
What you're doing.
Yep. Yeah.
We're allowed to disagree here. That's the best part of a good pudding.
Oh, family.
Because, you know, it's the only thing we can agree on?
That
how early it is to eat pudding.
One pudding.
And then when you eat a bunch of pudding.
Okay. Because when you put your family. Mm. And that's what I always say.
When you're putting your family. But Jackie, you like Malignant with me.
Mm-hmm.
See, we like Malignant, which I actually think is interesting because you like
love, we both love Malignant.
We like Malignant, which people gave us some shit for. I think that there's a lot of people who don't understand Malignant. Again, Malignant is just 20 minutes too long. If it was 20 minutes shorter, you'd love that movie.
But I still love that.
That's just the truth.
Henry, I actually have a great recommendation for you, and I don't know if you have watched it yet. The Queen of Black Magic. I've been telling you to watch this, right?
It's really good.
I've been telling you in my brain.
The thing was is that I was really stoned when I had seen it, so that I try to watch it again. And then Nat and I were both sitting there. She's like, this is really familiar. She's like, we've definitely seen this already. And I'm like,
oh no, you're becoming dad.
Yep. But then but he has dementia.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
And that's different.
He did that before the dementia, though.
He just wasn't plugged in completely. You know what I mean? He didn't care. He was correct.
Queen of Black Magic is great. We've been going through a lot of Indonesian horror movies.
Love Indonesian horror films.
And we've been, like, we rewatched Impetigore. Impetigore still fucking
love Impetigore. Have you seen Satan's Slaves?
Satan's Slaves is sick as shit.
Satan's Slaves is good.
I really, really dig Indonesian horror films. And
I love them.
I went down this big, like, worm time because the Queen of Black Magic is actually redone. It is a new version of the original Queen of Black Magic, which was another Indonesian horror movie done in 1981.
Really?
And that was starring this woman named Susanna, who was the Indonesian Scream Queen.
Ooh.
I've been going down like a weird Indonesian. I didn't know that. I genuinely did not know how far back the roots of Indonesian horror went. And they've been known for their horror movies for a very long time, and I feel like a fucking idiot.
You are a fucking idiot.
Is this because of Halloween Kills?
No. No.
Isn't it good morning, bud?
Oh, yeah, here, we got some good ones here, because I also saw, what else did I see recently that is Indonesian that was very, very good? Satan's Slaves is really good. Oh, there's that good segment in VHS, too. Have you seen VHS 94?
No.
Jackie bitch, you need to see, the VHS 94 had no reason to be as good as it
Whoa,
is.
Whoa, I'll watch
like,
this.
Truly, it had no reason to be as good as it is. It is really fucking good. I was very surprised at the ingenuity of it. I've seen several people talk about the problem with anthology films, right? Because in our home, we are one of those, right? All horror movies are our children. So in our home, we love found footage.
Yes.
Right?
I love found
footage. We love found footage films and we love anthology films. I love anthology.
Yes.
Films. I think short horror is an incredibly effective way of doing
Southbound, man.
Like,
Southbound is still one of my favorite horror movies.
Absolutely love it. Also, Creepshow, all of those old ones, like, you know, like all that kind of shit. But VHS 94 succeeds in a way that the others really haven't. There was no real duds,
really?
Except for the wraparound story. And now this is, now I think it's going to be a moment of like kind of debate in the horror film community about, is it necessary within an anthology movie to have the wraparound story? I think the wraparound story is fun. And the thing about the wraparound story is that, in my mind, it can be the weakest story.
Good boy.
You are the weakest story. Good boy. That it could be a part of the film.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Right? Where like, because it's just about coming back. You're looking for a binder.
Yeah, you need that binder.
But I don't know. How do you feel?
I don't know if it necessarily, I don't think it really matters. I think that's why I like the idea of like a trick or treat, which is another anthology movie that I still always like to watch. I like how loose it is. I think it gives more of the
trick or treat rules. The pumpkin boy in that is a great character.
Is amazing. But I think that like, I'd rather having like a host type thing like a creep show or something like that to link it together because like you don't give a shit by the end. Although again, Southbound does it right.
They do it right. They really do it right. Mm. Honestly, I'm fine with GSC.
I hate it. You want me to send it back to you? I'll drive it over your house right now.
No, I'm already so sick.
So sick today. I was thinking about revisiting Tales from the Dark Side.
It's great.
When was the last time you watched it?
It is great. Tales from the Dark Side is great. This is the time, right, Jackie? This is what I'm saying to you. Like, if you don't have the necessarily patience to sit and talk, because you got to keep the season holy and you got to stay spooky, right? Like, this is what I do. We keep the season spooky.
We watch Nightingale.
Ugh. What is this? What are these wasting time films? I hate drama. I'm just going to go out on a limb here, man. I dislike drama.
Whoa.
Comedy.
Wow.
Anything that's not horror. Like,
That's good. That's a really good way to live your life, Henry.
It's whatever, man. I've seen all the dramas. They're all the same. Oh, my baby's born with her guts on the inside. On the outside. And it's like, I'm a very brave reporter. I'm going to change everything for everyone.
Time you watched a drama film? War.
There's a war film and, we're fighting a side. But they're the same as us, aren't they? When you get close to the soldiers, you see they're just balls, like us, just like them.
Nightingale was like, very scary in a very different kind of way, by the way.
I should watch more dramas. I watched The Irishman.
Why?
What it is.
I will say that we watched some, I'm not a huge fan of horror comedy, not always my thing, but I did watch
Tucker and Dale
vs.
Evil is awesome. Drag Me to Hell is great, but that's campy. Drag Me to Hell is great. I loved, oh my God, the black metal one.
Give it to me, Henry's brain.
It's the best. It's the best one. Oh God, so sick.
I'm just so sick.
Deathgasm.
Right now.
Deathgasm is
fantastic. I've never seen that before. Should I put that on my list?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put that on my list.
Deathgasm is fantastic. And it's got a great fucking soundtrack.
See, so you don't like any kind of dramatic horror. No, I do.
When if it's horror, I like it. Like Mike Flanagan.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Have you been watching Midnight Mass?
No, because I felt like I needed to start. I've been watching Bly Manor because I never watched Bly Manor last year.
I think Bly Manor is really good, too.
I really have been digging it.
I like the first two. Obviously, they are very... Mike Flanagan, who we interviewed for our Patreon series, is super fucking talented. I love all of his shit.
Is he cute? I know he's got that wife of his that he works
with. He's got Rebecca Ferguson.
I could be her.
Yeah.
I could be her.
Yeah, for certain. Yeah.
I'll be in Hush. I can do that.
No, but I didn't bring that up. I didn't go like Rebecca Ferguson.
Yeah. That would be very upsetting.
Oh, yucker, yum.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'll have to cut this, I guess.
Nah.
But guys, I think that Midnight Mass, the thing about it is that it's so dramatic that sometimes we're like, I'm sitting there, Natalie loves it, but my thing is, where's the fucking spooky? Where is my spooky, please? I want my spooky right now, please. And it's starting to get there as it goes, right? Because I'm not done with it yet. I'm on episode 6. But that's what I do to fill in. But you know what I also do is I have all of the DVD series from Tales from the Crypt.
Ooh,
and I pop those on,
yeah.
Man. And Tales from the Crypt has aged so well.
Yes.
And the new Creepshow, too.
The new Creepshow is great. Yes, I've been watching the new Creepshow. And I also feel like, so we've been adding in a lot in our 31 for 31 of not just like, of the different ideas of horror. And I'm glad because I asked Natalie, and I guess you guys have seen, we need to do something with Pat Healy in it.
Yes, and it's really good.
Now, again, I feel like some people will be like, oh, that's not a horror movie. But I was horrified by what happened in it. It is just a family trapped in a room after a storm comes?
Some kind of storm comes. It's really interesting, but... Again, very smart use of a premise. And again, economical filmmaking,
yes.
Which is what I am interested in quite often. The idea of how do you create tension with 5 people, 1 location, that type of shit. It's stripped all the way down. It just comes down to the script. And it is really good. Like, and I feel like we all also, I will say, because now I've had several people comment, I am more easy on films because I also know how difficult it is to make a movie.
Yeah.
And the idea of like, and how difficult it is to get across, especially independent film, it's almost impossible to get done. And while there are things that I get mad, but I preserve my vitriol for the big studio stuff.
Oh, of course.
Like if I'm going to dislike something, I more harshly judge IP versus like big, like just independent movies.
Oh yeah. That are doing like we need to do something, which is just like, you can tell like a low budget Very fun film. We also watched Apostle. We've been going all across the board.
The Apostle's aye.
I thought The Apostle was delightful. I'm always excited at anything that is like, I'm always looking for another Hagazusa.
Hagazusa!
And none of it is Hagazusa. I'm always in the mood to watch Hagazusa, and there are very few people that feel that way. And I'm always looking for something. That's why Nightingale is another one of those where you're just like,
have you seen A Field in England?
Of course I've seen A Field in England.
Have you seen, and I can't even believe I'm saying this.
Whoa.
Ugh. The Eddie Redmayne, who I despise.
Henry, you hate Eddie Redmayne.
I do. But his Black Plague movie with Sean Bean.
No.
Is good.
No. Eddie Redmayne.
Eddie Redmayne is fine in it. You just fucking whatever.
It's called Black Death.
Well, this is all right. I'll field another question to you, tiny headed little fucking monster.
You're a monster now. I want to watch Black Death. Adding it to the
during
list.
During October. This is the thing about October, right? I try, though, during this month to stick to a spooky, right? Like ghosts, monsters. Like, I try not to delve into the other types of horror because this is the year where I save like Halloween-y stuff. Right? Like, you know what I'm going to finally see,
yeah,
which I didn't see last year?
Yeah, but we watch them all the time, Henry. You say that, but we watch these movies all the time.
But I save certain ones only for Halloween time.
Oh.
There's certain ones I only watch in Halloween time. Let's say Ghost Watch is one that I only watch in Halloween time. Ghastly Encounters. Grave Encounters.
Grave Encounters,
I only watch during Halloween time. Like, those types of
things. I rewatch Wreck. Wreck is a great Halloween time.
Did you find one that was subtitled or dubbed?
Subtitled. No, I paid for one and then found out it was dubbed, and then I was upset
dubbed.
And I found another
ceiling.
One and paid for it again.
I hate dubbed foreign films.
I hate it.
I hate them. I hate them.
Ah!
I hate them.
No, it's very difficult because even as someone that, like, I've been sent things to do like auditions for like the voiceover work for being dubbed. And it's a nightmare job. It's very difficult to do.
Is it?
And yeah. And that's why I feel so bad for the people that have to dub, because it's like they just take the job and I understand, but like they're not in it and they're not, the acting isn't quite. And especially when they don't look like the way that they sat. Like, I feel like when there is a divergence of looking at a person, I'm like, I don't think that that's how they would sound. And
no,
I get
believe me, every
it.
Single time I have to go do ADR for anything that I've ever worked on, it's always I have to do ADR over the moment where it looked and felt in the scene as if I finally did some acting.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, so now I have to do ADR on top of the only subtle thing I might have done.
Nope.
Which is...
Slap it right on top.
He's going to be like, your name's Mr. Jangles. Like, on top of it.
But what about The Platform? Do you think that The Platform is too psychological to be considered horror?
What's The Platform?
The Platform, it is a, I forget which country it's from. It is.
I haven't
Spanish...
seen El Game de Squid either yet. And we're going to see El Game de Squid
at
some
point. You're going to love it. It's a Spanish.
Of course.
It's like a social science fiction horror film. Go with me, Henry. You would actually genuinely love this. About a man that gets put into, it's like prisoners and also people that choose to go into this thing called The Platform. And there's hundreds of levels. And you don't know which level you're going to be on. You're on a level with one other person. And on a platform, huge piles of food get sent down from the first level all the way down through the hundreds of levels. And that is the food that you get. And you don't know which level you're going to be on. And every start of the next month, you're on a different level. So one level you could be, like 1 month you could be on level 6. The next month you could be on like level 162. And of course, by then there's no food left. So it's all about like the psychological, like there are times when they're like, what if we all worked together and made sure that like the food would last to the bottom? But what do you have to do that? Kill a bunch of people. It's very... very upsetting, but
honestly, it
in a
good.
Very effective way. I think that you would love it, but I don't know if you would consider it horror.
I would probably consider that more of a thriller, And I would watch that next
month. You should watch it next month. We'll watch it on Halloween. And then I'll tell everyone, be like, be thankful for what you have.
Be thankful.
On this table.
We have good plans for Halloween this year.
Yeah, we're going to have a really good Halloween. And it's with the
Fucking are.
The best part.
Yeah, we fucking are.
Is not being able to do the 31 for 31 because we've been doing other things that are Halloween related.
Yes.
Which has been
nice.
We're
getting out in the mix. We're scaring fucking people. I'm scaring people. I had decorations up. Scared the fuck out of a delivery guy who came. That was awesome.
Henry's got one of those things. What are you, Krieger? One of those.
We have
huge,
a couple of these.
Like,
wait till you see the other ones
things?
That have just arrived.
There's a bunch more of these animatronics. I am scared every time.
Yeah, we got like six.
Poor baby Wendy. It just sits and looks at it. Now she thinks that Krieger is her mother.
We found her sleeping underneath Creepdoor.
Oh.
We went over there. She was sleeping underneath him. And I was just like, oh, it's Big Brother.
Oh, it's Big Brother.
She loves him.
How do you feel about, you know what, Henry? I don't think I've ever seen you carve a pumpkin before.
I have. We
do you hate it?
We're supposed to. No. Oh, no. I do like it. We just are always crazy. Last year, I was too sad.
Yes.
To carve
a
pumpkin.
I still did it last year.
But. Yeah, but it made me too sad. I was like, the way I describe myself in therapy all the time is that, especially last year, remember in Adam's Family, when Gomez is sitting on the couch after they've lost the house and he's watching Sally, Jesse, Raphael, and he's just covered in fast food wrappers. And just, it's like, that's how I felt throughout all of Halloween. And no, Mr. Gomez, we cannot tell you where they meet.
Are you envious that I am marrying someone with the last name of Adams?
No, I like our last name.
Then technically we will be adjacent to the Adams family.
You will be.
I will be
a Zabrowski and remain so.
Whoa.
For the rest of my fucking days. I will always be a Zabrowski.
No, I'm being a Zabrowski too. I'm not losing it.
No, you can't.
But you gotta
Because
be.
You're still fucking, you're still trash.
Oh,
just like
God.
The rest of us. Zabrowski is etched onto your very fucking soul. The Staten Island Zabrowski.
Yeah, I've got the Staten Island stink. I got the cyst, and it's all over me, baby.
No, Holden's the only one with a cyst, and he won't get it removed.
He likes it. It gives him personality.
I think that his mouth gives him personality.
Yeah, isn't it nice, though, too? I've got a lot more movies on our list. I want to see Titane.
Yeah, Titane.
And I'm so mad that I missed it in theater.
We will see it.
Is
no,
it
will be out. We'll be able to see that one. I don't fucking know. Something French. I think it's like Tichon.
I got yelled at yesterday on page 7 because Kanye, he's officially.
His name is now Ye.
But is it Ye?
How dare you?
Someone yelled at me, no, because Holden and MJ were like, it's Ye, Dragon. I was
no,
like,
it's not
Ye.
It's Ye. I think it's Ye.
I think it's Ye.
I'm pretty sure it's Ye.
I don't know, but I also got yelled at because I said Queen Bey and it's Queen B because it's Beyonce.
No, it's Bey. Here, I'm going to call Ye right now. I'm going to call Ye right now.
There it is, yep.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, how are you doing? Oh, you're busy? Yeah, you're busy? Yeah, I know what's up.
Yeah.
Amen. Ye or Ye? Huh? Yeah.
Should we order him some pud?
What? He says it's yuh.
All right, whoa. Well, you've got to be souping me if you think I'm going to be calling you that. All right.
His name is yuh.
Yuh, get over here.
It's like how when it says foe, but it's fa.
Yeah,
it's yuh. Well, guys, it got so creepy today. It got so creepy that I almost threw up.
Yeah,
actually,
no, I'm very
it's
sick.
Eating the pud.
I feel very sick
it's
right
eating
now.
The pud.
It's too early to eat pudding.
Halloween. I'm trying to think, is there any other quick plugs for Halloween out there? Watch the WNUF Halloween special. It's really fun, good and spooky. Ghostwatch is good and spooky because now we're entering into the between the tits time of Halloween. The perfect place. We're right between the breasts. We're above the belly button. Halloween's got us. Halloween's got us right in there.
Yeah.
I want you to motorboat the fucking hell out of it.
I feel like Halloween has been, because we were so sad last year, I feel like it's been such a long season. It's because we've been celebrating hard for a while, and it's great.
I love it. And it's not going to fucking end until it's over. And then it's going to be over so fast, Jackie. They're already 10 days.
Yeah, but then it's my time to shine. What are you saying?
What do you mean?
Thanksgiving! Thanksgiving!
Okay. We got it. So you're doing it at your house.
I'm changing it. I'm changing also the word to Foodsgiving or Friendsgiving or something else because I want to.
Yeah, I'm sick of saying thank you.
I'm done with it.
How about your welcome giving?
Your welcome's giving because I'm going to be the one that's making all of the food and I'm very excited about it.
But we really want to say thank you to our first responders. So thank you.
Well,
so
they
much.
Get the thanks. No one else gets the thanks.
No. That's it.
First your responders. Welcome's giving.
First responders, like the seamless delivery man that I scared last night.
Yeah, did you? So how did
these
scare
puddings?
Him?
I'd call this because he just saw the I have this sitting down animatronic and all the lights are off, and he came up to the door and I heard him go, and then I opened it up and he went, and I was like, is it all good? And he's just like, I thought you were just sitting in that chair, man. I thought that was you, man. I thought you scared me, man. Your house is scary, dude. He's like, yeah, bro.
Happy Halloween.
It's like, wait till you see what's inside. And then I said, wait till you see what's fucking inside.
No,
my house.
Did you cut him open, Henry?
No.
Did you make his insides pee outsides, Henry?
No.
Oh my God, did you see the new Scream trailer? I'm very excited about it.
It's fine. It's children.
It's going to be.
You know, I don't like
they're
kids.
They're not children, Henry. You're just old now. That's the
no,
thing.
No, they're children.
No, you're old. They're old in their 20s.
Yeah, I don't like
so that. Was Drew Barrymore when she was killed in Scream, Henry.
She was hot then. She was like 27.
You were young. This, you, did I just blow your mind?
Shut up. Shut up. So make sure to keep it spooky this Halloween season. Get out there. Scare your neighbors.
Definitely.
Make them understand that life is we have a tenacious like hold on life or whatever the word is. And you got to go out there and remember, you could always die. But this time when you die during Halloween, you go straight to the afterlife. You don't have to wait in the waiting room.
Awesome.
It's kind of fun.
We're going to make some Halloween crafts next week on over on Ono. It's Jackie. So if you want to come make crafts of us, you totally should. And they're going to be very scary, Henry. And we're going to go, ooh, it's a spider web. And then I'm going to
watch that shit. I'll watch that because I can't watch your sensuality show, but I'll watch that one.
Thank you. We'll make spookies.
And go to DC Universe and get your free online subscription to Soul Plumber by writing Soul Plumber in the code.
Hey, Soul Plumber. Do you sing that song about Soul Plumber?
No, because I can't always do parodies.
Oh.
I do little songs inside of me.
That's kind of nice, like, as long as you keep a song
inside.
Don't
kill them today, don't kill them today.
You
let
have
them
to
live.
Sing that song, though.
Let them live, Henry, please. Let them live. Don't let it go too far, Henry. Don't
well,
do something you can't take back. You can't take back murder, Henry.
No, you can. Well, isn't it good? Good morning, Pud.
Yes, it is. I have to go liquid
shit. Okay.
Thank you guys for listening to the LPN show. It's been the LPN show. Listen to all of the other shows on the LPN network. Soon to be platform-wide, February 1st, 2022, and you shall see. Oh, shall you see?
I'm excited
you
about it.
You fucking goblins.
Bye, guys.
Happy Halloween!
Banana pudding.
Banana pudding.
Pudding.
Oh, but I'm hungry now!
Banana pudding.
Banana pudding.
Banana pudding.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.